This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with comedian Travis Howes about his interesting life. But first, gentlemen don't prefer blondes. Bachelors on dating sites say their perfect woman has long brown hair, blue eyes, and a tattoo. According to the new survey on Match.com, men prefer women with brown hair, not blondes. The dating site surveyed its members to see what their perfect match would look like. They found that men preferred women with long brown hair, blue eyes, pierced ears, and a tattoo. And women preferred men with short brown hair, blue eyes, a dog, and a dad body. More than 900 middle-aged Reddit users revealed what they'd do differently in life if they could go back and change key decisions. Many of the regrets tended to focus on people's 20s rather than their childhoods or early teens. One person wrote not finishing college the first time around was his biggest regret. Another post said, I had a full scholarship and didn't understand what a great thing that was. Ended up graduating 3 colleges and 13 years later, heavily into student loan debt. Several people said they wished they'd been better with money or had started saving sooner. But others indicated that a fulfilling job was more important than cash. One user said, I just turned 30 and I've been regretting wasting my 20s in a boring entry-level job. Another said, asking a high school student to pick what they want to do with their life with no guidance is a terrible idea. If you get the chance to catch comedian Travis Howes of South Carolina, don't pass it up.
You have one of the more interesting backstories of any performer I've ever met, comedian or otherwise. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
My backstory is that after high school, I enlisted into the United States Marine Corps, where I served 4 years as an infantryman, and then I got out and became a police officer, and that didn't work out so well, so I became a firefighter. And I was a firefighter for a total of 8.5 years, and then I was injured in a horrible warehouse fire that claimed the lives of 9 of my brother firefighters. And after that fire, I was diagnosed with major depression, post-traumatic stress, and survivor's guilt. And comedy was a big coping mechanism for me, if you will. It allowed me to funnel all of my energy through comedy. So that's how I got here.
That's amazing. I mean, you would think after going through something like that, something traumatic, that it would be difficult to go out and try to make people laugh. But this is your escape mechanism, really.
Yeah, it really is. It really turned into, laughter is the best medicine, is an old cliche saying, but it truly became my best medicine and still does to this day. 8 years later, it makes me feel good. That's what I go after, and I just enjoy doing it.
And now tell everybody where you perform, because it's not the usual comedy circuit that you perform at.
I actually do the normal comedy circuits where the clubs across the country, but also do military bases overseas. I just got back from doing 7 Marine Corps bases overseas. And then I also get to do really cool places like this at the Eisenhower Theater here at West Point with Mr. Bill Engvall.
And what kind of a reaction do you get from fellow Marines when they find out that you are one of them?
It's not just the Marines that I relate to. It's whatever branch you were in.
All right. What's your future hold? Would you like to get your own sitcom like Bill Engvall did or something like that? Or what do you see in the next 5 years or so?
Honestly, I'm open to all possibilities. I'm just kind of letting the wave ride, and I'm just kind of letting the wave go, and I'm riding the wave wherever it takes me. So I'm just everything. I'm just enjoying it right now.
Well, we want to thank you for your service, number one, in all aspects, and can't wait to hear your comedy tonight, and I'm sure people hearing this are going to welcome you with open arms when you come to their town.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It certainly is a pleasure to be here and an honor to be working, obviously, with a legend like Mr. Bill Engvall. I would like to plug, if anyone would like to find my website, it's funnyunderfire.com. And it also links to my name, which is Travis Howes, H-O-W-Z-E. And you can find me very easily on all social media sites, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, by using my name, Travis Howes, H-O-W-Z-E. Thanks so much. Look forward to seeing and hearing from everybody.
And let me tell you, this is a big guy with lots of muscles, so if you don't laugh, he will personally come into the audience and get you.
Not at all. But throw some tomatoes my way. I need it. I can use vegetables.
With comedian Travis Howes, I'm Mike Bennett. What are your comments about America Weekend? Send me an email to Mike A.W., like America Weekend, Mike A.W. at MikeBennettRadio.com. Now you can also follow me on Twitter. I'm at MikeBennett11. That's Twitter at MikeBennett11. Hope to hear from you soon. And you are listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Ray's doctor wrote him a prescription for Isodil to be taken 4 times a day for heart pain. But at Ray's drugstore, the pharmacist misread the doctor's scrawl as Plendil, used for high blood pressure. As instructed, though, Ray took the drug 4 times a day, which was 3 times too much. Unfortunately, Ray died, and his family sued both the doctor and the pharmacist. How do you think this case was resolved? The final verdict after this. Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-679-MYTV. 4-room packages as low as $19.99. Call 888-679-MYTV. When the actual prescription slip was shown to the jury, the pharmacist was found innocent because the doctor's handwriting was totally illegible. The lazy doctor was found guilty of negligence, and that's the final verdict.
Think green. Harrison with you. If you live near the Gulf of Mexico, you're all too familiar with red tide. In fact, across the nation, algae blooms ruin swimming, kill fish, even poison local drinking water. Well, after a remarkable 37-year experiment, Canadian scientists have nailed down the chemical triggers causing algae blooms. The culprit? Phosphorus, commonly found in household laundry detergent. There are now 146 coastal regions in the world in which fish and other life forms are dying entirely from phosphorus-related lack of oxygen. One dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico is about the size of New Jersey. So what can we do? Well, you and I can now easily choose phosphorus-free laundry detergents, already available in most grocery stores.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.